Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oh. Sorry, just looking at the new artwork we have in the office. This is a special, special Swolecast. Someone once said, what's cooler than being cool? Ice cold. Well, what's cooler than winning $1 million? Teaching someone a fundamental aspect, framework, mental framework that teaches them how to win $3 million. All right, so... settle down. This is the Swolecast here on RotoGrinders.com, where we're talking about Blaine Gabbert. We might have a few surprises for you. Stick around. Here we go.
Can you take a static from the Swolecast? I was like, yep, that's me.
I just want you guys to know I'm total dust. I'm the problem.
Hear ye. Hear ye.
Leave it to the guy with the crypto Dunes Abbey to not understand content.
I should have known you getting 30 likes was directly written by someone else.
You know me, I don't do a ton of research before the show.
I've put no research into this, don't know if it's true at all.
You're on the right show.
To it, bro. Live a little.
Live a little. Just live a little, guys.
Oh boy, we have an epic show for you. It's the cash game show for you, where Pete digs into basically what's his origin. So he's going to tell us Jeff Driscoll, Blaine Gabbert, who are the cash game QBs that you want. Pete, how are you doing right now?
I'm doing good. I just want people to know, like, a lot of people think I'm going to release my shell or something here. I'm actually protecting that. I'm keeping it close to the vest. I'm trying not to give off any tells today. I feel like even just the way I might like blink or move my eyebrows could indicate whether I'm leaning Jordan Mason or Eli Mitchell. And I can't risk that when I have, a Toyota Corolla on the line this weekend.
That's right. Somehow I've also gotten some invites for cash game, but people,
you're getting runoff invites this week.
They don't know that I've been.
He's got more invites than Nate Noling, and Nate's in on the bit.
I've been in on these cash game streets. When the Broncos get scored on in the last minute of the game, or a field goal, where it just vaults me into min cash salary. Min cashing. That's what it's all about. But Tuttle, how are you being on the show? You feeling good?
Yeah. Happy to be back for a really good intro. It would have been a little bit better if it wasn't on like a 3x3 picture that you could barely see, but
I could have done a little bigger, Dave.
Yeah. What
I'm
is this?
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Also, act like you've been here before. I mean, Chess Liam, I mean, this show just produces BBM winners, and you're acting like this is some big deal.
It's all a kitchen's tree.
It is a big deal. It is a big deal. For those that don't know, New Year's Eve, I'm minding my own business. You know, I get a tweet, a notification, and I check it. And, you know, I'm just going to read you what it says here. Fareed Shaheed at Pantheon CA. Someone slapped me to wake me up from this dream. I consumed countless hours of content from Pat Corain, Chess Liam, Peter Overzet, notable person missing from this list. But my favorite is Soccer Dave, who taught me how to live a little. Definitely Max's tourney if you can. Super fun to draft along with you guys. So, you know, who am I to say what we've done for him? It's probably better if he says what we've done for him. So I'd like to bring on today special guest, Fareed Shaheed, onto the show.
Wow.
What's up, guys?
I didn't even know about this.
Yeah, this was a surprise to us, too.
Kitchen actually executing the surprise, one of the biggest upsets in the history of this program.
This is how special it is to me that we actually did a little bit of planning. I want to say, from watching Fareed's interview, he is the coolest guy to ever be on the Swolecast. He is like, if Davis and Tuttle had a baby, it would be Fareed. Like, he's got the beard. He's got like the style of Davis.
That would be a good show idea. I think people would tune in for them to consummate that.
Yeah. Oh, obviously, the mantra of live a little.
Maybe if I went to the University of Whitewater, Wisconsin, like
Wisconsin lacrosse. Yeah. Chancellor's very pro.
Yeah, Tuttle could become Eskimo bros with Cordero Patterson.
All right. So, Fareed, obviously, welcome to the show. I cannot tell you. The amount of joy that you brought me New Year's Eve night with that tweet, it's got over 1,000 likes. Like, people's the live a little mantra is now growing like exponentially. And I just want to say thank you, and I'm honored. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm honored to be on the show. Thank you.
How much Bitcoin are you going to buy?
Oh, man, I'm going to grab a couple as soon as it rotates back down from up here, where everyone's all stoked for the ETF. Yeah, when it rotates, I'm going to grab some more.
Hey, right, Fareed, that's all I care about. I didn't count the characters on the tweet. I'm not sure if you have like the Twitter X or premium or whatever they call it, but did you run out of characters to tag Davis in the tweet?
No, dude. Short King Summer, dude.
It's Short King Summer, dude.
Here's the thing.
I got thanked enough by the guy who finished eighth place in the Pomeranian 2 Revenge of the Pom, so it's fine. You know, it's basically the same thing.
I mean, when Liam shouts us out, wants to be a part of the tree. You win $1 million, you're part of the tree. Corain, he wants to be grafted onto the tree, but Fareed, you've got the biggest branch right now of the tree, $3 million. And I want to know, would you rather have $3 million or maybe like $2 million and be like a permanent host of the Swolecast?
Man, I'm not sure with the equity there, like the value in that. So
the brand equity.
Yeah, that's a really good question. Yeah, the brand equity, that's a good question.
You did say that the Swolecast is your starting point every week.
Oh, yeah. I don't look at anything until the Swolecast is where I start. The only thing I look at is the schedule. Think of some team totals, what I think the team totals are going to be, and then I start with this show, and then that's the process.
Oh, gosh.
I can already see the spinoff show. Cousin Kitchen and Fareed guessing the lines on the Ringer Network.
Do they still do that? I haven't listened to that one in a while.
They still do it. The year of our Lord 2024. They are still guessing the lines.
And I want to give some shout out to Pete too, because he produced an epic, you know, 2023 video. He produced so much content, was amazing. And Fareed, you said that like he was the guy that you probably the content that you consumed the most, but you knew him like before he was Peter Overzet.
For sure. I thought he was the man's, and I was trying to figure out if it was a bit for the longest time. And I saw him playing with Jennifer Tilly, like going all in with seven deuce and just talking mess to her buddy. And that was
I think the first time I met Pete was at an RG party, and I still wasn't sure if
well, that's when he was like, not. Yeah, that's when we kind of, I don't know, as someone who was his mentor, we talked about it, you know, the equity of the bit, but he has taken it to new heights. Fareed, just want to know, all these guys that have won $1 million have jumped in the content game. Are you going to jump in the content game this summer?
Honestly, I don't think I will, to be honest, but maybe I'll start a channel. But I'll be working on music and stuff and like DJing. So,
No one needs another YouTube channel being like, come and draft with the Best Ball Mania 4 winner. Until I win Best Ball Mania 5, then we will need that. Then absolutely that's needed.
If Fareed, if you do launch a YouTube channel, definitely hit up Liam for his thumbnail guy. I mean, I can't even imagine CTR on that channel.
But yeah, I loved it. And I love having people from the community that win, that shout us out. You know, we had some wood shots for like 100,000. We had people in the Deposit Kingdom Discord, the Swolecast Discord.
Okay, but are people shouting out the Swolecast as a bit? I personally got tagged enough times that I felt that it was a bit. That enough people would be like,
ask questions that we don't want to hear the answer to.
I don't think it's a bit.
I'm pretty sure everyone who thanked me specifically was doing a bit and really just wanted to be like, I made more money this year than you. Like that, I felt personally affronted, basically.
The second ever Swolecast team that I drafted, the one you said had a monster squad. Do you know that the top four receivers were on that team?
The CD? Yeah.
DJ Moore and then Jaden Reed. It just didn't have the horses to get the week 17, which for you did. You talk about the live a little mantra. Did you, or just give us a little bit of a taste, since you're not going to be producing content this summer, a little bit of a taste of your mindset as far as drafting a $3 million winner?
My thoughts on like the live a little concept was like variations, because like everybody's lineup's going to be the same at the top. Like the combos are going to be a lot of similar combos. So like if I'm going to grab player takes, that's where I got Jaden Reed and DeAndre Swift and George Pickens. Those are just guys I like to watch and that I thought were good talents. So I was like, I'm grabbing those guys with guys like Amari Cooper, who I only had four times, and CeeDee Lamb and Amara are super high on. So That was my thought process on what live a little means. It's like a lot of people aren't comfortable reaching on ADP because you give that ADP to the next guy and that can hurt
just
you.
Just say Davis. Just say Davis and get it out of the way. The ADP bros.
I got a question. How much week 17 shit were you caring about? Like, did you have the week 17 schedule memorized? Was that a pretty heavy part of your plan?
For sure, yeah. I was
what?
17.
No one's ever won with correlation. What?
All right.
Now, I have another one more serious best ball question, Dave, and you can do whatever you want. If I am remembering your team correctly, you must have gotten sniped on Jared Goff. Is that correct? Yeah, because I was looking at your team and I was like, I kind of just imagine setting up this beautiful week 17 Detroit-Dallas correlation. Then just having it be ruined.
Yeah, I got sniped by Jared Goff and Tank Dell. So I took Chuba Hubbard and I only had six receivers on the lineup. So I thought it was dust. I still remember drafting that line being like, well, this one's in the trash
can. You actually remember like draft. I mean, I remember mine because I have a stream to back them up, but you remember like your frame of where you were and the things you were thinking for that draft?
Sorry. You guys are freezing on my end.
StreamYard does that frozen. Sometimes.
But yeah, sometimes it does that. Can you hear us now?
Yeah. Okay. I see. Okay.
I'll just say, Davis, this will be a little nugget for you, since you know, you kind of had a harder time. But Free, tell us about your Kyren take. I heard you on Liam's show talk about your Kyren take, specifically the. Go ahead and why you drafted Kyren.
I just wasn't on Cam Akers, and I saw him sitting out in preseason, so I thought that was, for me, a sign they wanted to use him. So I was like, if I can even get him in the later half of the season, or he can get some work around Cam Akers, he can put points on my lineup. And he just happened to smash. That's not like me being a wizard, knowing he's going to go and be a mini CMC in there.
I was actually hoping you would say the aren't you worried take.
I was one of the aren't you worried about bros about Cam Akers, though. And that's why.
So there you go. There you go. That's a
shout. The thing I was worried about with Kyren was that he stinks. So I drafted some of him in the end because
on that second show, the monster team that I had, you drafted him on that team because you said the chat reminded you of him. So again, it all comes back to community. So appreciate it.
Also drafted 20% Malik Davis, so that same thought process and just terrible.
Yeah, that result, is Davis's you know? Fault.
that one, I'll take ownership of that. If I could run it back and see how shit Tony Pollard was all year, probably would have had 30% Malik Davis. Probably would have had even more, honestly.
Fareed, can I ask you a hard hitting question? Because you're just going to get a bunch of softballs over these. All right, so I was going through your Twitter feed after you won, and I was kind of like curious, like, how you were sweating things, if you were kind of like interacting with people. And I saw that you had replied to the ETR sims that they had simmed out for BBM4. But I also saw you had deleted one of your initial tweets in that conversation. And the person's reply to you was, "Are you okay?" Can you reveal to us what the tweet was that you deleted?
Yeah, I went in there and I said, the lineup's trash. And he was like, "Are you okay? Are you brain dead?"
Oh, the lineup and that was projected trolling. To get first?
Yeah, I was trolling because of the Sims. It was like, if it's projected first, like, it's usually not going to be like you're going to win the Millie Maker with it. But it's 440 people. So I was trolling them and just telling people their lineups were trash that we're all stoked about it.
So why did you delete
it? That is a good bit. This is the best ball mania championship in existence. Give me Fareed versus Herzig next year in an insane prop bet with a death clause.
All right. We got a couple more thoughts, then we got to get on to the cash game. But again, Fareed, really appreciate you being on. This has been an epic moment in Swolecast history. You are a part of it. Appreciate you. $3 million. Just tell us a little bit about what you're going to do with it.
I'm going to buy a pickup truck, Dodge Ram, and a puppy, a Doberman, and just chill and just try to relax for a year.
Are you going to get some of those, like, those nuts for the for the pickup truck? Maybe like Calvin Hobbs pissing little decal on there?
No, I'm not.
Piss boy, dude. You're a piss boy.
Fareed was in Kansas. I think, like, you say was sweating this lineup, right?
Yeah, I was sweating this lineup at a truck stop at a Love's rest area, like south of Kansas City, in between.
That's where you bumped into Liam sweating a Kenny Pickett game, right?
greatest. Yeah. You got to sweat in the greatest state in the union. I'm very jealous of you.
That's what I was saying. What Davis's neck of the woods. Yep. And Davis from around there.
All right. Before we leave, this is the cash game week. This is week 18. The biggest edge in cash games, as people
send
know.
Send Pete a 10K.
Yeah, give us a play.
I got a Pete on invite.
Yeah,
I got to send him one. Okay,
send it, bro.
Give us a play that you like.
109 or 215s. Well, sorry, Dave. Dave. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. I think Pete wants higher. He wants some of that three million.
Give it back. You said you're going to give some of it back to the ecosystem and start with the cash.
You wanted to pull a parlay picker over here.
Three guys I looked at. I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, Fareed, wouldn't it be a great bit? You're so rich. You send me over like a 1K and you just leave the dummy lineup in. I feel like that'd be a great I'm so rich bit.
It froze up there.
Don't worry. You didn't
miss that.
You didn't miss much. Give us a play for the cash game shell, the lineup that we're going to do in a minute. Give us a play. Let the people know what the $3 million winner has to say.
I like Zamir White. Just if Josh Jacobs is not in there, I like Zamir White or CeeDee Lamb if Cowboys are going to try and play.
Cowboys have to win. Cowboys can't dick around. Cowboys have to win.
gosh, hits on week 17, hits on the live a little, and now he's hitting on all the motivation factors for your week 18 cash game lineups. Fareed, really appreciate you jumping on the show. Thank you, my friend. Best of luck to whatever you're going to be doing this summer. Music, chilling with your Doberman and your Dodge Hemi Ram. You the man.
Thanks, man. Congrats, appreciate you guys.
Awesome work,
thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Gosh.
Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, we'll Fareed.
Peace.
So, I didn't want to spoil the bit for you guys because
that was perfect, Dave. Literally, you've worked for Rotogrinders for 15 years, and that was the best thing you've ever done.
I just think it's so cool. Even listening to him, his interview with Liam, there were so many freight, like, aren't you worried? Or the Short King Summer? Like, he and the man's thing, he has been grinding DFS for so long. Said he would consume like 5 or 6 hours of best ball content, including Pete's stuff. So it wasn't just someone who, you know, just randomly would throw her name out, has seen her show a few times. He's an OG and happy for him. And now after you see his like style, his beard, his countenance, you realize why he's a mix of Tuttle and Davis.
You can't, the thing is, it'd be so easy to sniff out like a fake Swolecast listener, like you so could just easy. He looks like such a broken man. It's like that man watches a lot of Swolecast.
I will say a good host would have asked him more about the music because I was interested, but I didn't want to, like, you know, take over hosting.
He's gonna be on a million shows. We're gonna
a lot of time left for that.
Yeah, Panther Ray on CA on X. You know, who knows? He might do a pro bono bit for the Swolecast.
Oh, we need a new intro to the Overzet's overview, right? I
mean, or the whatever the bad take, terrible take,
or just a new host in general. We can just fill right in for Dave.
You can't. Well, fill Tuttle has to
miss. Like, Tuttle has to miss like half the shows anyway, so maybe he'll just be Tuttle's sub.
Tuttle wants to stay on the show for best ball this summer, though. He's already told me he is stoked to draft. Thanks for everyone that shouted
Tuttle's
us out.
Tuttle's motivation is to get in the tweet next year. Tuttle was just on the sidelines. Yeah. He's like BBM5 winner.
There was Laporta in the lineup though, so I take that as my contribution.
Speaking of Laporta, he was in my drafters lineup, finished 110th out of 88,000. Not enough to get over. Najee Harris going down to one would have got me in, but again, shout out to Updog for finishing second, Emo Cowboy for finishing top 100. We're just out here just grinding in the off season, but now we turn our attention to the cash game streets. Cash game Pete is my favorite Pete. So with that being said, let's get into Overzet's overview.
Got that dog in a butt. Got that dog in a butt. Overview. Come on.
All right. I did axe like half of Overzet's overview because I didn't know Fareed was coming on, and we did most of the jokes when he was on there, and just how it was like the greatest night of Kitchen's life at 12:04 a.m. on January 1st, getting that tag. I mean, yeah, did you wake up Holly to tell her about that tweet?
100%. 100%.
Like, was it your excitement that woke her up, or did you like purposefully?
No, I woke her up. I like, you know, because like we'd already had our New Year's at her friend's house, like at 8 o'clock at 8 p.m. We had come home, done the countdown, everything else. And then right then I was like, you have got to see how ridiculous this is. Cause it was someone for won $3 million. And they said that I was their favorite and taught them how to live a little. You can't make that up. You cannot.
Is that going to make you want to draft more best ball teams next year, Dave? Are you going to draft more than 17 teams?
I already maxed out DK's Millie. I already did all the drafters stuff, all the underdog stuff. Got the, you know, I can't do too much more than what I did last year with the amount of responsibilities that I have. Anyways, Pete, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. We have finally arrived at week 18, the only week that matters. It is cash game week. I am the cash game king. But before we can dig in to all the free squares, my must plays, my want plays, my need plays, we do need to recap a couple other things from week 17. I got to give my flowers to Davis. He did win the JSN versus Lockett projection bet. JSN did outscore them. They each had one catch. JSN's happened to be for a touchdown. But if you guys want to know, like, I couldn't remember how much our bet was, and I put it, I tagged Davis in the Swolecast channel, and Davis was like, I'm pretty sure it was 50 or 100. But luckily, GA went and rewatched the tape, and it was a $25 bet. So Davis is just trying to wring out a little extra money from his buddy there. Hope the mittens went well, Davis.
I already maxed.
You're sick. You're sick. In week 17, we did forget to send out a global alert swapping off of CEH. At the time, we didn't know Isaiah Pacheco was going to play. That's our bad. It's inexcusable. And yet we still beat Clay Matthews, guys. We beat Clay Matthews, who also had CEH. And I'm now starting to think.
You can't make that up.
You can't make this up. Dude, this guy is always one step ahead of us. He also had a naked Tyrod Taylor. I'm starting to think that Clay thought cash game week was week 17 and not week 18. CEH, Tyrod Taylor. He might be watching, guys. He might be watching. We're now on to the week 18 slate. I'm ready to outwork every single individual in the entire DraftKings space. I've already received plenty of action. You can keep it coming. Before today's show and last night, I actually printed out a set of the Blitch projections and slept with them under my pillow, just kind of hoping to, you know, really soak it in via osmosis. I've run the optimals on floor projection for week 18. I've memorized the incentives for every player along with their zodiac sign and how they like their steak cooked. I mean, I'm fucking dialed in, guys. And if there's one thing I can definitively say about week 18, it's a prove it week. It's absolutely a prove it week. I'm going to play the best plays. If you want a galaxy brain shit as a bit, knock yourself out. I want everyone to know that throughout this show, you might think I'm being coy, not tipping my hand, but I'm not in the business of hand holding you guys. I'm here to win. You can send me a head to head on DraftKings, username ReverzyTop. Let's battle in God's game this week, guys.
Are you
send me games too? I've only gotten like 10 invites so far.
Pete, are you going to join the FanDuel Cash Game Streets this week?
If I can get into my account, I would love to.
You got to try.
I hear the action so soft over there, I'm always trying to climb over that wall to get into my account, and it's just a big wall.
It is. And if you do get access to the account, tell people where they can send you the head-to-head invite. It's not ReverzyTop. It's something else.
I believe it's something like FF _ Comedy Hour Pete. I'm not kidding. I'm not going to be able to get into my account. So let's keep it DK based. But if I did, I'm just saving you money because I would wax you. No one loses on FanDuel.
All right. Let's, I want to give a shout out to our man Ross. If you know RG, you know, Ross is the glue customer service guy. Not kidding. I logged on to our projections and it was just all premium access. And then I opened the app, same thing. And I'm like, I can't imagine doing this without like projections. Like can't.
Normally you're kind of like on top of like all the plays and like, you know, who's going to be stopping you to get.
Not being able to sort by anything, not being able to see like exposure or the RG value. Like I was just running naked. I would have had to listen to Davis tell me what the Sim Labs were going to say, basically.
We're not running the Sims. We are not running the Sims this week. We are sorting by points per dollar and putting plays in. It is cash.
Yeah, this is too complicated for Sims.
Okay, yeah. Sims Tuttle. Can't
understand this. Yeah.
Tuttle, you, like me, are one of the cash game OGs. You remember when the cash games were kind of king.
Oh, yeah, they're dead.
Do you
now.
Sort by Except points per dollar or do you sort by value?
Neither.
He clicks the optimize button.
Yeah, and you click the optimize button, and then you're good to go.
That's it? You really don't have a preference of as far as value versus points per dollar?
He's a science player.
If I'm like trying to get a feel for the slate, I'll throw build 300 lineups on, maybe throw a little randomization in there, see which cream rises to the top, and go from there.
Okay. All right, but when you have to exclude two people, how do you do that?
Well, the easiest way to do it on Lineup HQ, click that on. You either just edit a guy by like 0.1, or you click the hide unprojected and then exclude two unprojected players.
I just exclude
all the industry secrets.
I sort by projection and exclude the two lowest guys.
Exactly. That's why I was gonna hope you were outing yourself by saying I reverse sorted by value or reverse sorted by points per dollar.
No, you kind of outed yourself here, Dave, by the RG value or the points per dollar thing. That's like that's like a 2018.
No, it's a cash game thing. It's not a tournament thing. It's a cash game thing.
Yeah, but you don't know what you're looking for until you kind of have the construction in mind, right? Which is what the optimize button will tell you.
But this is how you start, though, Tuttle, and you figure out what plays you want to have points per dollar. It's like in baseball.
Why are you even asking me this when we have the Cash King?
I wanted to know you're the DFS pro besides myself on here. I wanted to know your process. Everyone's got a different process.
Yeah.
Pete, what about you?
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard here when Tuttle is just kind of giving away all of the industry secrets here. I kind of want my competition to be trying to run the optimizer and it says adjust your player pool and they don't know what to do and they just give up is kind of what I was hoping for. So thanks for that.
I heard you went by last week's game log scores.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of that is factored into my process. I have a very robust, like, aggregating the aggregated projections. Those are kind of my favorite projection sources is the guys that don't derive their own and aggregate others. And then I aggregate theirs. So I actually have a super aggregated projection set, which has just a really phenomenal R squared in some of my back testing.
All right. So let's get on to quarterback. Had some breaking news within the past hour. Patrick Mahomes, Davis, resting this week.
Resting in
Flacco also resting. Jeff Driscoll is $4,000 on DraftKings.com. I rushed to DraftKings.com and I said, "Dear God, in all of your infinite wisdom, please have left Jeff Driscoll listed as a tight end for the Cleveland Browns. For one time, can we have Jeff Driscoll? He might be listed as a tight end on FanDuel.
AFC Taysom Hill.
Yeah, AFC. Someone should check. Should check that. QB. Yeah, bummer. I would assume most people will be playing a cheap quarterback in cash games on DraftKings this week, and you've got a bunch of options. You've got Easton Stick against the Chiefs backups. You've got Tyrod Taylor against one of the worst defenses in the NFL that is probably, the rumors are, is that the Eagles are probably going to rest guys because they just are like dead on their feet. And it doesn't matter if they win the division or not. They're already qualified for the playoffs. We got Darnold starting for the 49ers. You've got Taylor Heineke. Like Nick Mullins again, in a meaningless game there for Detroit. Like a lot of ways that you can go. My favorite might be Darnold right now, depending on the status of who all plays. Like if we get a half of Debo and Ayuk with Darnold, that might be the direct, because Debo went on on Kay Adams' show this morning and said, "I'm playing." He's like, "I'm healthy. I want to play." And then we'll see if that happens or not. But pretty interesting.
You gonna play two Niners in cash?
Well, yeah. I mean, Jordan Mason is a lock, I think. Again, depending on, because Elijah Mitchell's been battling this hamstring thing all year, so I don't know if he would be risked in this spot.
He looked good. He looked good. Saying from someone that chose the less button on his yardage total on Sunday, he looked pretty good.
In my lone finals team last week, Elijah Mitchell's points counted for me over James Cook, DeAndre Swift, Clyde Edwards-Helaire and some other fucking dust ball.
See, I think Davis has this lineup construction backwards a little bit though, because if we have Jordan Mason, if we have a 3K Christian Kirk, give me Dax 40 points and call it a day.
Yeah.
I think that's possible. It'll depend on like what news we get in terms of high price guys. Like, I think you're going to want CeeDee. I guess the Rams don't really, well, so the Rams are one of these teams in a questionable motivation spot where a win can get them to the sixth seed. And I think they would not, 6-7 matters a little bit because the 3 seed in the NFC is not that good of a team, right? Am I thinking about this correctly? It might be the winner of the AFC South, or is that wrong?
No, that I don't know the standings, but it's like either three or four.
One
seed has a bye. Everyone else has to play.
Right. The Niners are going to have a bye, and then the two seed is going to be the Eagles or the Cowboys. But then who is the three seed in the AFC? Because if you could get yourself out of playing the Eagles or the Cowboys and playing a shittier team, you would want to do that. Yeah. So it's to play the Lions. It's to play the Lions or the Cowboys. Willis says in chat, look, no disrespect. You would much rather play the Lions than the Cowboys, I think.
Lions should have won against the Cowboys. I don't know if you guys saw that game on Saturday night, but they should have won.
I literally cannot do any more dumbass discourse about the Lions reference.
What about
like,
some
literally,
healthy discourse? We need to pay these refs full time, Davis. It's enough already.
Did you know the NFL is the only league that doesn't have full time referees? What are we doing?
Pete, you see Christian Kirkman's salary. Does that make you want to go cheap or on quarterback, or does that make you want to, you know, go expensive for your cash game shells?
They say there's nothing free in life, Kitchen, but yeah. I see a free square in week 18, and he's the best wide receiver on the Jags.
Yeah.
I mean, DK messed up. You know, I don't want to play, you know, 8v8 versus all of my opponents. I want to play 9v9. Okay. Yeah. And for DraftKings to mess up like this during cash game week, yeah, it's unforgivable.
I don't get how right, they like haven't fixed this yet. It's an easy fix, right? Like, just don't put IR guys as min price.
Yeah,
and
happens so much.
What else there is to explain?
Check
that was college football. That was
for incentives too. Include those in your salary.
Well, that's we can get to that. I mean, that DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah,
in that same game. Catches.
You know what, Tuttle? I think I am wrong. I think you're right. I think people will probably play that. I'm just looking through. What's too much cheap stuff? But then there's also like, who do you really outside of Lamb? Who do you really want to pay up for? Like not that many guys.
I wouldn't laugh at someone for showing up with Justin Fields against me in cash.
Yeah,
I'll just say that too.
Yeah,
I wouldn't laugh at him. I would think lesser of them, but I wouldn't laugh.
Prescott, Jalen Hurts.
You know, Hurts is a fish play.
All right, let's get to to DraftKings.com. Just a reminder, though, it is totally fine for you to put your cash game into tournaments. Don't listen to people that say it's not fine to do that.
Yeah, that sims really well.
It is... completely fine.
It's not. And why are you telling people to punt it off?
It is. It is.
One, don't encourage people to play bad tournaments and bad structures, structured tournaments, and then don't encourage them to get it in bad with a lineup that is not optimized for that contest. This is.
I'm speaking from experience. All I'm saying is a good lineup sometimes is a good lineup. So you remember that
David
one time
has the
where
casual
everyone...
view of things.
Yeah,
got that.
Davis phone shitter guy. Dave brings the voice to phone shitter guy.
Well, if this gets first in my double up, I'm really gonna want it to get.
I'm just
well on that.
Guys, let's go through a little bit of mental insurance. You know, Marshawn famously said, "Protect your chicken, protect your mentals." I want you to imagine your cash game lineup having enough points to be like a top five in the millie.
It happened. Happened already this year.
I know. Well, it happened last year too.
Week 10.
And
or
I was tied
like
for
that.
It. Yeah.
So it doesn't like chopping first place in the spy is not really that interesting to me.
Pro teams have millions to spend and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Okay, Davis hates awful money. But if something binks and all you had to do was put your cash game lineup in there, your mentals are not going to be what they were before you entered.
All right, so, now, Peter, are we going to build the cash game shell here on DraftKings? What are we doing here?
No, I'm going to be throwing in some red herrings to throw people
off
the scent.
No, you're not. No, you're not, because the cash game
is
going to
do every week.
No. No. You have to play this because things will change before Sunday, and it'll be fun to see. Don't pull a Davis and throw in just some random bad takes. Although I will say our lineups this year have had less like randos that have just tanked the lineup. They've actually been pretty good. So Pete, you'll go last. How about that? You'll go last, and Davis, you can go first.
All right.
So are we building GPP or cash?
We're building a cash game that we can also put in GPP.
You guys do whatever you want. I'm just going to tell you the best plays when it's my turn.
All right. I'm taking Christian Kirk.
Oh, that was the easy one.
Oh, I'm taking your CD ideas.
There's one more free one left, Tuttle.
All right. Here's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with DJ Moore.
Oh, God.
This is the best bit because Dave can't build cash game lineups.
And I'm actually going to go.
Dave
let's take a wide receiver with a floor of 4 points.
And then I'm
this
actually
is what makes the bit good.
I'm actually going to pair him with Justin Fields.
You guys laugh, God. But this is how Dave shows up in cash games on Sunday morning. This is literally what he does.
Just I'm the guy insane. Nobody's playing.
If we're you do not stack in cash. I am not
yes, you
so
do.
Signing on this.
It's fine. It's fine to stack in cash.
Send me a head-to-head. If you want to roll out a Justin Fields stack, send me a fucking head-to-head this week, brother.
Gosh, you getting beat. You getting beat with a Fields more stack.
What you don't understand is that beating Peter once doesn't mean anything. You gotta beat him. You gotta beat him over 1,000 slates, brother.
Yeah, but,
it's about projectable volume.
He's a
yeah,
chicken.
Dave. Let me line up a stack with the most volatile QB wide receiver pairing in the league. Yeah, of course you can toss it to the Millie Maker because you're building the Millie Maker team, Dave. I thought it was cash game week.
Yeah, he does the opposite of what he said. He builds a GPP lineup and throws.
He builds a GPP team and then puts it.
This
in.
This is not a GPP. You guys have to listen
this
to someone who does this every week.
You sure?
Every week.
The you sure you don't want to bring it back with Bo Melton? Why we're at it, Kitchen?
The stack is the tiebreaker. You guys are so you guys have been out of the cash game streets for too long. A good play is a good play. DJ Moore is a good play. He won a guy $3 million last week. Well, he and I did, but both of us won a guy $3 million last week. So Pete, give us your play.
Jordan Mason.
Play the best plays, brother.
This is a bad play. This is your red herring play because we don't know what Mitchell is going to do.
Some of us have already been reading the athletic reports today.
Yeah, it already got reported.
Well, what is it?
Mason is getting all the work.
Yeah. Sounds like Coach speak to me. Evan Schlau says, I need Kitchen's DraftKings username. Alt. Buddy, just You don't know who Soccer Dave is by now.
Here's the thing, if you guys send Soccer Dave enough action, he's actually going to have to change. He's going to have to be like, oh, I can't play stupid. And he's going to have to run with the ball.
Someone actually sent me a dollar head to head. And I instantly accepted it and put just a random lineup in there because I have not been able to play less than $3.
Yeah, I was curious about that. So you can play it if they
Send you a $1 head to head, you can play it. So like I forget what the threshold is. Is it like $1 million? After $1 million, you can't play under $3.
Blender told me
25K
to
first
that.
Is what it is, basically.
Blender told me they changed the criteria
I don't think they changed.
Well, I still can't play under $3 on DraftKings or FanDuel. So there's that.
The joke that got axed from the Overzets overview was that tweet that Kitchen got tagged in on New Year's Day was the second greatest moment in his life since a DraftKings clerical error named him a DraftKings pro about a decade ago.
That would have been a good one. That is still good.
Yeah, we kept it in the holster.
Yeah. All right, Tuttle, it's on you.
So we already got CD in here.
All right, so this, after you get CD, Mason, and CD, Mason, and Kirk, that is when you have to start deciding things. I'm a little undecided which direction that I want to go. Well, I think
we got to put Samir in. We got to put Samir in because I told Freed that we would put him in the lineup. So we got to put Samir in.
Okay. Samir.
He's a good cash game play for sure.
Good cash game play. I am just going to take Noah Gray for $2,500 at tight end.
Can't complain with that. Never going to go broke paying down at tight end. The more stone the minimum is, the better the pick.
This is tight end is where you sort by dollars per point.
Now you guys might laugh at this, but I actually think there is some decent chance that Noah Gray actually gets rested in this game because as Travis Kelce has decreased in his ability to not move like the Tin Man, Noah Gray is playing like 70% more, like 65% of the snaps, so he might get rested, which would leave Kansas City down to Blake Bell and James Winchester at tight end. So might have to issue a global swap on this.
As someone who rostered a 3K Richie James last week, to see Noah Gray get all the early volume, it tilted me heavily.
Well, what tilted me was that early report. But did you start with Richie James? You didn't swap to Richie James?
No, I started him.
All right. Well, okay.
Because I needed a 3K guy to play Christian McCaffrey, Tyreek Hill, and Kyren Williams. So there you go.
So the thing was, there was that report last week that they were going to switch the wide receiver rotation up. And then the entire first half, it was the exact same wide receiver rotation it had been all season. MVS, Watson, Rice, and Hardman even got in before Richie James.
Gosh. MBS should not see the field anymore. All right. So we have two spots and the defense. Pete, you want to just give us your defense right now?
Yeah, I need Pete's thoughts on defense.
If you're not playing Bengals, D and Cash, send me a head-to-head this week.
You don't like the Lions?
No. Lions don't really have anything to play for, bud.
Yeah, buddy, do you know who their head coach is? You think they're giving up?
What does that leave us with?
7,400. Well, I can already tell you who the slaps will be playing. The cabal is going to have Travis Etienne Jr. against the Titans team without Tyrell Tart in a must-win game for the Jacksonville Jaguars at 7,300. The Etienne is going to be your points per dollar play there, I think.
We could actually build a really good lineup if we took DJ Moore out, but you know.
I was thinking the same thing. Yeah, if we went unstacked, we could actually do some things here, but.
But I would prefer to do what we always do and give our audience the worst possible lineup as opposed to throw them on the scent of a good cash game team here.
So
otherwise, the real cash game team is right here. Rashad White and Chris Olave is how you end that.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing, though. If you're playing Chris Olave cash in the year of our Lord 2024, send me a head on DraftKings. My username is Davis Matic.
Yeah. I played
Rashid Shaheed in cash last week. So you can tell me I'm bad and you would definitely be right. But I'm not going to fool me twice.
Here's the thing. I don't have any ticks. I just play what the optimal says.
All right.
It's a little bit more of an art. Sometimes you got to know when to reject the optimal.
What about
Davis? Because what these projection slappies don't always realize is there is a bit of art involved to the science.
There's a little bit of art. And sometimes you just got to know when the projections are not seeing the ball clearly. You know, that is sort of knowing ball is the projection. If I may be so bold, Peter.
Oh, I have the cash game Sims in my head this week. I'll tell you that much.
I'm going to just throw a guy in here. Pierre Strong.
I'm sure you will. Jesus.
No, what?
What's wrong? You're going to put Pierre Strong and leave like 2K on the table?
Yeah, we don't even have David.
What are we doing?
The real collision of bids to end this out would be like a Bijan.
We have
in the flex,
5,900
and
left.
Then Puka over DJ Moore. But
I see 7,400. Did Sosa just stop updating?
Kitchen. No. Kitchen's off somehow.
Kitchen is
where am I off?
Everywhere.
We can't see your screen, David.
Kitchen.
Oh. I know what it is.
ETN's
tell us what
right
it was, Kitchen.
I didn't
have him triple stacked? You had Cole Kmet in there too?
I did not have Gray in. And so I had a tight end and a flex spot. Okay. So yeah, this makes sense now.
Real joint effort today. Nice work, guys.
Listen, you guys can't say anything is going to bring me down off this $3 million high I'm on right now. So...
Or did you have an office manager frame that?
This is framed by me, if you can see.
You put more effort into framing that than you have anything involved
it's
with this show for
tape.
Years.
It's scotch tape.
The point still stands.
Yeah, even setting up that bit. Yeah.
All right. You guys can find the Live Little merch on my store.
That is the thing.
It'll just never get shipped out.
Kitchen's not doing a bit. He literally has design prototypes that he revealed in the mentions there.
I'm like, yeah, I've already got it. Just
Kitchen,
will it.
As someone who is still in the red on my merch store after 3 years, it is not a money-making endeavor. I'll tell you.
Oh,
right
I know
now.
It's not. I don't want to make any money from it. I want just people to see it and it to help. Like, I don't care if I ever see a dime from Fareed. Knowing that I made him $3 million, that's all I need.
You're a best knowing ball that I've, effective altruist is what you're saying.
Knowing that I have helped people with the Live a Little, like to see the number of underdog people that quote tweeted that tweet with Live a Little, it's not just affected like our little circle, it's affected the people that are putting on this contest.
They were just so relieved that it wasn't highlighting zero RB in week 17 correlation. It was anything to celebrate other than those things.
All right, let's move on to running back. I do honestly want to know, though, if you like Pierre Strong this week, Davis.
Yeah, he seems fine. Obviously, he is not in that great of a spot with Jeff Driscoll being his quarterback, and you might not need to play a $4,000 running back. And I think Jordan Mason is better. I think that I'm kind of interested in Ty Chandler if Detroit, actually I'm pretty interested in Ty Chandler in that spot. Rashad White is the best like spend up option. And then you just get into a bunch of weird spots where it's like, I don't know, is Kansas City going to have two running backs active? Like, is it going to be Keontae Ingram and LaMichael Perine active? Or, like, is Clyde going to play? What's going on there? I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs would be a good option if we thought Detroit was going to go all out. Like, there's just a lot of stuff. You know, it's a first-look show.
The best thing about Pierre Strong is you pair him with the Bengals D and you get that negative correlation and you're just kind of baking in a set amount of points. You raise the floor of that lineup, you cap the ceiling. I do like that angle.
All right. Other running backs that you like, we talked about Zamir. He seems like a pretty safe play this week. I still think that Mason might carry a little too much risk right now, unless we get further news. We just talked about how we got duped.
The Justin Fields, DJ Moore stat guy is worried about Jordan Mason risk.
Those guys actually we know are going to play and ball out. They both have something to prove. Fields wants to stay in town. Moore doesn't want to be a second fiddle to anybody. So they're just going to continue off of last week. I'm curious though about like Jordan Mason though, like how safe you think he really is.
I mean, at that price, he's pretty safe.
We're not going to know until Sunday, but like, obviously you are going to find out a lot of information when 49ers and actives come and Glazer will do his Sunday morning thing on TV. And we're going to find out. You definitely, if you are not locked in to Glazer and Schefter on Sunday morning, Peter, they're just not working hard enough.
Or Saturday night, even for some of us.
No, I'm getting cable just for the Glazer 1.5 minute segment this week.
I'll give you
I called
YouTube
up Xfinity.
TV.
I was like, I know I said I'm cutting the cord, but I need this Glazer live on the big screen, baby.
I'll give you my YouTube TV login, Pete. Don't do that.
No, man, you want to do this right.
Yeah. You need to save as much money for these invites as you can.
No, because when you do it from the YouTube TV, there's like a 10-second delay. Those of us who are getting it straight from cable, I'm going to have that news before anyone.
All right. Any other running back takes that you guys have? Like Saquon, Eckler?
Well, I would just be a little wary of like looking at Rashad White's raw projection, seeing he's the highest raw projected guy. The Buccaneers need to win. It's this great matchup. Like, yeah, all of that's true, but we're going to show up on Sunday and he's going to be like, I mean, Tuttle, what is the upper range of what he could be owned given that the salary like really doesn't matter? Like he is going to be,
we don't care, right?
Correct.
Well, in my double ups, I don't care. In tournaments, I would be a little bit wary of just clicking Rashad White, Jordan Mason, Zamir White, and moving on.
I don't know. I haven't been on the show in a while. Aren't the Panthers they're the pass funnel, right? You can pass on.
No, run funnel.
Oh, they're the run funnel.
Yeah, they're actually sneaky good against the pass.
Well, there you go. It was the reverse.
And here's
there.
The thing that you guys are kind of missing in the Rashad White analysis: the amount of incentives that Baker Mayfield has in his contract. If they get in the playoffs, if he, you know, withholds or holds on to his spot in some of those efficiency metrics, I mean, Rashad White is going to be running his tail off for his guy Baker on Sunday. So I just think you got to bake that into the projection in a way that Cardi just doesn't know how.
Well, you're going to be on a show with him, so you can maybe teach him some things.
I think that's going to be a big part of the show is me kind of grilling the spots, the kind of the soft science stuff he's missing.
Yeah. Although he's in his Discord, I saw he did say he's gonna try to bake some of that in.
Okay.
Somebody asked
Cardi trying to bake soft science into the projections is like that should be a reality show. Like that's so good.
Tuttle, do you have any sort of hot takes for running back this week?
I mean, apparently Bijan's a hot take. I didn't think he would be. We can still do that. He's got a. If we're talking the cash game angle, he's got the high floor because of the receiving work. But I do
wait,
think that's...
Tyler Algier's backup is actually in play in cash this week. This is news to me.
I did see his Bijan 75-yard touchdown reception last week. It looked nice. So
you got your reverse, right? Yeah, that was the joke.
You guys want
that's the game you want to target though, right? Am I wrong here?
I mean, I think the game, like 43 the game team environment, total? Seattle, Arizona looks all right. And I mean, Dallas, Washington, I guess, depending on what you think about the Commanders effort level. And we'll see if, I mean, maybe Brissett will actually be able to start this week. But you guys want a crazy stat on Bijan? His long gain of the year, 37 yards. Less than James Conner, Ezekiel Elliott, Tony Pollard, Najee Harris, Joe Mixon. Weird. I don't know if this is the buy.
This is the sign to buy, though. Davis has been on him all year.
Oh, I'm in. I mean, I'm not. Sammy tweeted that out, and I was like, that can't possibly be true. And I looked at it, and it is actually true.
Now, this is Arthur Smith's swan song before he goes out, giving Bijan six touches. Like, that's how he wants to do his mic drop.
Some could say
Arthur Smith is going to be the Falcons coach next year, dude.
Some could say the same thing for the Titans and Derrick Henry's swan song. Like, this might be the last year he's in a Titans uniform, giving him all the touches. And honestly, I think they I think they might be looking for a new head coach too. And
no,
yes,
the BVP spot was last week.
No,
it's either Houston
against
or
the Jags.
Or Jackson,
it's against the Jags.
I always forget.
So, I like that, but it does.
I got
feel
a
like...
hard out in 2 minutes, Kitchen. We got a lot of ground to cover.
Gosh, wide receivers. Obviously, in your cash game shells, there is. You mentioned the free square and Christian Kirk. So if he's active, we're not even going to cover it.
Okay, but we do need to cover this, which is that every year, without fail,
there's the Giants guy. Who's the Giants guy from 4 or 5 years ago? Maybe even
from
more
Bowling
than that.
From Bowling Green.
From
State.
Bowling Green, yeah.
I can't remember him. There was also the Bills when Matt Barkley was the quarterback, where Robert Foster was the chalk, and then Duke Williams had
Roger Lewis.
Roger Lewis. There you go.
Roger Lewis.
I mean,
he was
so it's 60% like
60% owned in cash games, and it didn't play a snap.
But there's going to be multiples of these spots, right? So we've got Chiefs guys, we've got Chargers guys. We will see if the Rams rest anyone. We've got 49ers guys. The Commanders could not play their guys because it's totally meaningless. Like, the Titans could not play guys because it's totally meaningless. Like, there are at least five spots where the entire pass catching group could be 3K guys.
Yeah.
Hopkins does seem safe because he needs these snaps, right? He needs these
snaps.
Is that
what Salvetri said?
Yeah, that's what Sal said.
The issue is he only needs like 49 yards. But great, great cash game play there.
Can we talk
49 yards?
And over 6.5. Talk about how like everyone piles on Sal for that tweet, and then Lofty has the same tweet, and the replies are like, "Don't ruin the edge, dude."
The same tweet was for Sal too. Some people said the same thing.
I missed the, but then it went from that to like, Vetri is like terrible for the industry. Which everybody who ever knew Vetri knew he's just in it for the clout, right? Is the whole spiel, but then that
grinder
changed
to me.
That. It's been a fun.
I'd say he's making. I would say he's in it for the money. He's making.
Yeah, doing very well.
Fist.
Yes.
Yeah. He's Robert
Wood gets the Purple Heart for threading. There isn't a huge edge in the contract and
no one.
Props.
No
Thanks,
one
Rob.
Has ever gone broke catering to the lowest common denominator, except for the Swolecast. We're the only people on earth who cater to the lowest common denominator and
that
don't make any money.
Yeah. Oh gosh, I didn't realize Lofty did like the exact same. Yes. I didn't see this tweet, and it's like all the exact
same. I think
too.
One of you, when the actual props come out, should do incentives mixed with the props and what they are, and just see what people say.
Well, so I thought Lofty was better than doing like the making the playoffs incentives. Like the incentives tweets is fine, but the making the playoff incentive ones are like, how are you going to try to use that?
It's just, it's engagement farming. I mean, people find it interesting.
The sports betting, I mean, they really are the worst. Like with the, with that Mikal Bridges thing over there, that like they suck.
Sports,
you could have got $200,000 done on this if you didn't tell everybody who already knew about it.
Sports betting Twitter, I would say, probably one of the largest cesspools on earth. Like politics Twitter
so bad.
Is the bottom, but sports gambling Twitter is only like two or three notches better.
Sports betting Twitter is like poker Twitter if it weren't entertaining. Like poker Twitter is petty, but it's wildly entertaining.
Correct.
Pete, I have a heart out, so let's move on, because I do want to give some people some alpha in the cash game streets. All these week 18 games, they're starting at two different times. There's not the 4:05 start time. It's just 1 o'clock Eastern, 4:25 Eastern. Yep. Leave yourself some outs for the swaps. Include some 2v2s, 3v3s. Don't lock yourself in into the early only, because you want to be able to not only swap if you're losing, but also be able to block.
No, possibly. I hate this. Swapping is going into the slate with a defeatist mentality. You are saying, I'm playing a poor lineup and I'm going to be forced to make suboptimal decisions because of that. I will not have to swap because I will flip over the nuts on Sunday at 1 p.m.
There you go. I want to know, though.
See some minds blown when you guys figure out that Miami Buffalo is on FanDuel's main slate.
Why?
If I could log into my account, I'd let my mind be blown.
I mean, the crazy thing is I would feel like DraftKings would be more likely to make that decision than FanDuel, and FanDuel beat them to the punch.
FanDuel did this last year, though. And we thought it was a mistake, but if they're doing it again this year, now I think it wasn't a mistake.
For the fun of it, Keelan Doss, thoughts on him? Mensal, if you rostered Gerald Everett in your cash games last week, you know who Keelan Doss is because he was getting all the targets. Thoughts on him at men's salary this week, Davis?
I prefer whatever Chiefs wide receiver you like over Keelan Doss. Richie James, Justin Ross.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Tuttle, you agree with that? I don't agree with that.
I can't say I've put my Keelan Doss research in quite yet on a Wednesday morning.
I mean,
because nothing is gonna change. It's gonna be Alex Erickson, Quentin Johnston, Gerald Everett. Like, they're not benching anyone. Yeah, I don't think.
And yeah, Keelan Doss, didn't he lead the team in targets last week with 8? Like, what's changing there?
I mean, I just don't think Keelan Doss is that good. Like, and if I thought Richie James was going to play 80% of the snaps, I'd be pretty in on that.
I'm glad that after 17 weeks, Davis, you are resting your cash games on the wide receiver the Chiefs roll out there.
Yeah, well, I will say, I'm more David here in terms of predictability, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what we're going off of.
Yeah, we're not trying to win a tournament. We're trying to min cash a tournament and win our head-to-heads.
What if this is finally the week Quentin Johnston gets 9 targets?
Oh, gosh, after over, dude.
You should do a little victory lap. Greg Dortch being priced at 4,600. Like, what a win for all the former min price short kings out there.
Yeah. I know. Greg Dortch sort of like a week 18 staple, and we can't even. Here's the thing, Peter. I can't really victory lap him because I chose to play Rashid Shaheed directly over Greg Dortch last week. So I'm still kind of licking my wounds from that choice.
Your
best take over the years. I mean, Greg Dortch is just fucking good, man.
He's really good. Literally, anytime the dude plays, it's like minimum of 13 DraftKings points.
He would be in the Hall of Fame if he played with Brady. Like, full stop. He would be the Julian Edelman.
Completely true. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Wait, he's not white, right. Is he?
No.
Isn't that like a prerequisite to be a good?
No, remember Randy on Dion.
I'm not getting canceled for this. Is it? Randy Moss tanked at New England. Come on. This is like a known, like,
Randy Moss did not tank at New England.
I thought you were going to say Randy Moss isn't even that black. That's where I thought.
Okay. That one would have been.
Yeah. As Davis is Victor Lapp and Dortch, though, he also has to realize that Tutu, someone asked about Tutu in cash, but it's DeMarcus Robinson, right?
Like, yeah. DeMarcus
is not even cracking that lineup.
DeMarcus Robinson going off for 17 fantasy points per game over the last month of the season while Tutu withered on the bench. Not great for the short Kings.
It's also great when you remember Tutu was the guy we were all drafting over Puka in fantasy drafts too.
Not everybody.
Not great. You know,
not everybody. It
doesn't feel that good.
In fact, I got ridiculed for the Puka take on the show. But
speaking of which, does anyone want to talk a little Puka? Needs only 28 yards to set the record for most receiving yards by a rookie in NFL history. Put that in your prop bet and smoke it.
It's not a really high floor for $7,800, though.
Minus, so like, what can I do? Can I bet like the all over 30 receiving yards Puka Nacua in a same game parlay
at -600?
Yeah,
yeah.
You could have bet it before Pete just told him. Now the lines have changed.
DJ Moore is going to be a smash play, and you guys are just going to get buried in the afternoon games. I feel sorry for you if you're not playing DJ Moore. All right. Let's move on real quick. I don't think we can even create a FanDuel lineup. I'm sorry. Had too much
Kitchen, to discuss. You should be. You're salivating over the idea of just like stacking Buffalo, Miami.
Late game hammer.
It's gonna be amazing. FF underscore comedy hour Pete. Cinnamon head to head.
Let's play for my time card.
Let's play for my time card.
Okay. I bet your better collective time card's better than mine, Dave. Let's do it. No. Mine versus yours.
No, I do this show for free. I do this show for the out of the goodness of my heart. I don't get paid anything extra for this show.
All right. I want the full. I want whatever you're getting paid to print off things from the printer and put it on scotch tape behind you. That's what I want a piece of.
All right. Let's move on to tight end. Noah Gray, Gerald Everett, the guy who won $3 million, Juwan Johnson. Who you guys like this week?
A lot of strength, not mentioning Chig Okonkwo, everyone's favorite tight end play who never scored more than 4 points in his life.
I love Chig, but to see him how heavily owned he was last week, I still do not understand it. Like how you're getting behind him.
I think I'm just playing Tucker Kraft because Tucker Kraft is a grown ass man. Like Tucker, like are the Packers are theoretically alive, right, Tuttle?
Oh yeah.
Tucker Kraft, baby.
Well, they have incentive. Only 3,700. I feel like we there's some tape out there about me not panicking on Jordan Love from earlier this season. I think that's
yeah. I realized by the
Wisconsin
way
Wisconsin guy why, telling people not to panic on Jordan Love.
I do realize by the way why Jordan Love seems good even though the results aren't always that great. He's like one of three guys in the NFL who actually will throw the ball 30 yards down the field. It's like Joe Flacco, Josh Allen and Jordan Love. These are the only quarterbacks willing to throw the ball deep in the entire NFL. Like the first touchdown pass to Jayden Reed, Pat would never make that throw. I mean, he would have 3 years ago, but he wouldn't do it now. He just would not. He would not make that. He wouldn't trust his guys. He would think a safety was going to be arriving. Like he just wouldn't make it.
Will Levis would. The problem is he's got Treylon Burks trying to catch it. I mean, that drop was terrible. 60 yards.
Hey,
down
dude,
the field.
Treylon is only 28 yards short of 700 receiving yards for his career. So it's fine. It's probably going to work out for Treylon.
I do think Levis is going to be fine too, but he may not ever have the environment to prove it.
Yeah. We needed to draft George Pickens over him. All right. These hard outs are fair than week 18 incentives. So let's wrap this up. And unless you guys have any like dying,
it's just hard to do a first
look playing
show.
You playing Kyle Pitts in your cash game would be
no. That's for the guy who's stacking up Justin Fields to toss into his lineup.
Correct.
You need to go to cash game conversion therapy, Dave, because you are.
I've been in the cash game.
I don't like
so long.
Not successfully.
Yes, I have been successful.
Well, then the game has passed you by, bud.
If anything, that means the game is soft. All right. Final thoughts. Tuttle, start with you.
I got nothing. I got no terrible takes. Based on reactions, I guess Bijan's the strongest take of the week for me.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good take.
Davis?
I don't really have a really good I guess I'll flag plant Tucker Kraft. Tucker Kraft being the guy you need in week 18. I feel pretty good about that. And not playing DJ Moore and Justin Fields in cash as a combinatorial stack. I probably won't do that.
Gosh, you guys are gonna get buried. It'll be great for next week though. All right. Peter.
Yeah, I'll do a structural flag plant. If we flip over the cards on Sunday and you don't have the exact same lineup as me, you played fucking bad. Full stop.
Can't wait for those 2v2s.
I hope we get 2v2s. It means you play bad if we have a 2v2.
You just love chopping, just giving DraftKings a 10% rake. Do they auto refund?
If it's a true chop, which is best for the ecosystem and just kind of proves that we all played optimally, but I'm going to make you prove it.
Back in the day, you had to send them an email. Can you refund this game versus player.
The only email I've had to send DraftKings this week is trying to let me deposit more money on the site. Ran into a little snag there.
We've all been there.
Yeah, Tennessee going $2,500 a month. So All right. I think that will do it. To be honest, like it's our first show of the year, and what a show. What a ride it's been to have millionaires that win life-changing money and their first tweet is thanking the Swolecast. You really can't make that up. It's so absurd that you can't make that up. So I'm just thankful for everyone, grateful, and glad that we could give back a little bit to the community as well. So with that being said, thank you. Thank you, Producer Sosa. Like, subscribe. We'll see you next week here on the Swolecast on rotogrinders.com. Peace.